Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on the villain of Twitch. None other than the recent drama with Andrew Tate.
Only a cat owning would complain to the police about a f***ing joke. Fine, you're upset you lost your cat. Fair enough, yeah, the joke may have been a little bit, you know, risque. Who calls the police on a f***ing joke? Cat owners. Cat owners are liberals. Cat owners believe in hate speech. Cat owners are Democrats. Cat owners are
So, I was kind of debating what to do this episode on. There was a lot of YouTube and Twitch, but there was almost little substance to it. But there was one person who had kept popping up in my feed and has continued to pop up in my feed on about every social platform in the past few weeks, and that is Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate is like this former kickboxer who is now posturing as a life coach, running something called Hustlers University, which is, far as I can see, is pretty much just a pyramid scheme. And it's where he teaches people to become, you know, strong like him and make money like him and buy like a Bugatti like him and get women like him. Which, you know, at the end of the day, you would usually think, okay, that's all fine, I guess. I mean, it is a scam, but you gotta wait for, like, kind of people to, like, get over that. But the thing is, not only is it a scam, but he's also just kind of sexist. Not kind of sexist, he's really sexist.
I'm a sexist. I'm a misogynist. I'm misogynistic because I believe that females are weaker than men.
He's made some bad comments here and there, and just is not a guy who should be giving advice for the most part. So, when I first encountered Andrew Tate, I mean, this was just on TikTok. And, you know, you see these clips on TikTok. And to be honest, I didn't think much of it. To me, Andrew Tate just came off as a parody of sorts. I'm like, this guy, his stories and his, like, his takes are just so ridiculous that it's got to be some kind of, like, a caricature he's made. Like, someone he's playing up. It kind of felt like a Dr. Disrespect who was kind of sometimes going for shock value. And a lot of the first clips I saw were just not necessarily clips of his sexist takes, more just of like random stories. Like the first one I saw was about him riding his bus and then getting bullied and he hits someone with like a lunchbox.
One of them slapped me on the side of the face and it stung. Mm-hmm. And I turned around my lunchbox and smashed him clean in the face. And it was a plastic Batman lunchbox. It was blue. And when I hit him, it splintered and it cut him. So blood squirting everywhere all over the school bus, right?
Literally like the first take I saw. And this is on TikTok. No relation. I haven't seen it anywhere on YouTube or Twitch now. But then, you know, I start getting kind of more and more of my feed and I start to kind of recognize his voice. And then you hear him say, like, just crazy things about women, like how, like, a man's woman shouldn't go to girls' night, how she shouldn't, like, do anything without his permission, how women are all bad drivers, just some pretty bad stuff. And this is kind of coming up on my TikTok and, you know, other things like that, and people kind of making fun of Andrew Tate. But to be honest, I never really thought of it as, like, I thought of it as an issue. I'm like, well, like, yeah, that guy sucks. He's kind of a dick. But it was like, it was almost to the point that it's like funny, you know, to the point of like, sometimes when you like have someone who is not directly affecting you and is within their own bubble, they're just so crazy that they're funny. Like Alex Jones, he was like that personality. We're talking about the frogs at the time. And when he wasn't harming anyone, you felt like, you know, he was funny. You're like, oh, this guy's crazy. And then they usually take a turn, these people. And that kind of happens when two things. They start, or one main thing, they start actually convincing people. And me, I don't know, just the way I'm set and how, like, I don't know, I'm confident in myself enough to be like, yeah, I don't, this Andrew Tate guy is just stupid. I'm not going to listen to him. Like, I have no problem with my life. But it seems that other people did not come to that same conclusion. And you have a lot of like young, impressionable, usually teenage boys just going under these TikToks and being like, commentate W. And they say it sometimes it's like things like, oh, yeah, you gotta like, you know, work hard to get money. And you're like, okay, but then you'll see the next video and it'll be like, oh, yeah. Of course, if you're letting your woman have fun, then you're lonely. And you're like, what? No, like, that's not a commentate W, guys. And it seems they do not draw the same lines or make that realization. They kind of get entrapped into this or like hypnotized into this mindset. And this was, you know, all good and fine on TikTok. And TikTok is in itself is a place that's a wild west. You have a lot of people who have every take in, you know, the wazoo. A lot of racist people on there. It's a dangerous place.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
But then that made its way over to Twitch. And I believe Andrew Tate first appeared on Aiden Ross's stream. And, you know, Andrew Tate, you know, appearing on someone's stream isn't necessarily bad, you know? He is a charismatic person. Wrong views, wrong takes, but he knows how to, like, encapture people with a good story. The problem is when Andrew Tate would, you know, start saying things and Aiden Ross would kind of just continue to agree even when he shouldn't have been agreeing with those things. And there's like something like over 200,000 people in this chat and you're like, dude, or like a lot of those are probably like, you know, young teens or young men forming their, you know, identities in their views for life. Like, no, we can't just say that these views are okay. It's fun to be like, ha, Andrew Tate, you're so silly, those views make no sense. But if you keep just kind of nodding at him to impress him in that call, things get a bit scary, especially when this kind of leads to all these young impressionable teens going, wow, that guy had some, you know, smart things to say, then paying $50 for Andrew Tate's Hustlers University and just funding this man's crazy values. And this started escalating a lot. I think he ended up going on Clix's stream, who I believe is a Fortnite streamer, and then was like telling Clix all these things. And I don't know, man. It was just like, I couldn't tell. Like, I didn't watch too much of the Clix stream, but Clix is also, like, a young dude. I think that he's around, possibly, maybe around my age. But, like, he was also really feeding into the Andrew, like, Tate stuff. Like, really hyping him up, and I was like, I'm not quite sure how I feel about this, and I don't really know what Clix's audience is, but it seems like, again, it'll be a lot of young impressionable people, and you have yet another source feeding into this kind of nightmarish vision that Andrew Tate is creating and just feeding kids in it with their parents' credit card, and you're like, I'm not really going. And then Hassan got invited to the stream somehow. I'm not sure how this happened. I think it happened like twice. And Hassan, very rational person, he debated Andrew Tate and kind of like called him stupid and all of that. And like they had a debate. Hassan was logical. And yeah, Hassan was right. Andrew Tate was just, you know, bullshitting out of his mind. He wasn't making any sense in his takes, and they just kind of kept going in a circle where Hassan would be like, it was the equivalent of like, Hassan would be like, yeah, I'm right because of logic. And Andrew Tate would be like, no, you're wrong. I'm right because you're stupid. And that's equivalently how the argument went in about the 24-minute video I've watched. And my voice got weird for a minute there. And yeah, people were saying like, equivalently, they're trying to ask for Hassan to leave. And they were saying this is going in a loop. And it was because Hassan was just presenting, you know, the whole logic to the argument, saying that, yeah, this guy is really dumb and you're just feeding into his stupid pyramid scheme. And Andrew was just saying no. And it was that loop. But it problem with that is Hassan, I can't put down anything he did. Technically, he did nothing wrong. But it just kind of felt like he was, you know, arguing for like sport. He was kind of like bringing things up, and it felt like he was wanting to do one of those videos. He was like, I like logically destroy Andrew Tate. And I just felt like, I don't know. I felt like he just got it in there and said, be like, yeah, guys, I kind of almost wished he approached it with a more serious note. Ludwig made a Mogul Veil video, and I feel like in that he was pretty serious about the actual repercussions that something like this could cause and that what this could do to teens and how it could affect them. But Hassan, it kind of felt like he was playing it up. And yes, I know creators need to make content, but I kind of wish he just got into the stream and was like, hey, dude, I mean, yeah, we can debate, but I just want to be on a serious note. It's kind of like fucked up your takes on women for one, and two, that you're trying to brainwash a bunch of, you know, young men and women into paying you for this stupid class that probably doesn't work. He was almost trying to, I think, mess with Andrew Tate rather than kind of like warn the public. And I think that was kind of my problem with it. But like, I just hope he kind of fades away. Or people, I think Ludwig's like video was important to have like a serious take, and finally Zen was like, yeah, this dude's kind of, you know, messed up. Let's not actually, you know, believe him. But I do believe that it was like, I just hope he fades away from the space. He was funny in the first few TikToks while it lasted. You're like, oh, this guy's hilarious because he's so stupid. But then people are starting to believe him. And yeah. But yeah, let's just, you know, get over this. Let's stop kind of bringing it up for fun, kind of making fun of him and talking to him for fun. I think we should just kind of let him pass until he's not really relevant anymore. And I think that's been the quick news for this week. Thank you guys all for listening, and thank you for your wonderful reviews. Goodbye.